With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A Montana Highway Patrol trooper who was shot early this morning and sustained critical injuries was flown to Salt Lake City for treatment this afternoon. He's one of four people believed to have been shot by Jonathan Birch, who was taken into custody this morning. One of the shooting victims has died. Nikki Ouellette has been following this story and joins us now. Nikki, what happened?
So at about 11 o'clock last night, Julie Blanchard called 911 to report that three people had been shot by a suspect who she said was driving a white Cadillac Escalade off Expressway in Missoula. Blanchard herself had been shot and she was conscious, but a man named Shelley Hayes was shot dead. Blanchard's son, Casey Blanchard, had also been shot. He was conscious. A reporting police officer said he found multiple high-caliber rounds and AR-15 rounds on the ground. And then later, after midnight, Montana Highway Patrol Trooper Wade Palmer reported into dispatch that he was under fire on Highway 93 near the Evero Bar.
And that was the last that dispatch heard from Officer or Trooper Palmer, right?
That's right. He was later found by other law enforcement officers, shot, unconscious, but still buckled in his patrol car. He was transported to a hospital with life-threatening injuries. And after an extensive manhunt at about 6 in the morning, the Missoula County Sheriff's Office found the suspect, Jonathan Birch, and took him into custody without incident.
How is Trooper Palmer doing now?
He's been airlifted to Salt Lake City. Attorney General Tim Fox plans to meet him there. John Barnes is a spokesperson for the Department of Justice. He says that highway patrol troopers that he's seen today were noticeably shaken up by news of what happened to Trooper Palmer. But he also applauded the cooperation that happened last night between all the different law enforcement agencies involved with this case.
This morning, the highway patrol, the Missoula County Sheriff's Office, and the Missoula Police Department really came together in a professional way and worked together and coordinated, and it was truly inspiring to see that, the way that they partnered together to deal with some public safety threats across jurisdictional lines. And that's the kind of thing that Montanans want to see in their law enforcement officers, and that happened this morning.
And Trooper Palmer is a veteran. He's been with the Highway Patrol since 2012, right?
That's right. His name might be familiar because in 2015, he was awarded the Medal of Valor, which is his agency's highest honor, for his heroic life-saving efforts at the scene of a multi-vehicle crash involving a mother and her young child that happened in December of 2014. Trooper Palmer has a wife and two young kids. Earlier today, when he was transported from St. Patrick's Hospital to the airport, a motorcade of other law enforcement vehicles accompanied him.
So what happens now with the suspect, Jonathan Birch?
County prosecutors charged Birch this afternoon with one count of deliberate homicide and three counts of attempted deliberate homicide. Each of those counts carries between 10 and 100 years sentence if he's convicted. Jason Marks is a chief deputy county attorney for Missoula County.
Well, we certainly have every intention of convicting Mr. Birch of the charges against him and seeking a just sentence from the court.
So thank you, Nikki. And we also want to mention that a GoFundMe page has been set up for Trooper Palmer. You can find a link to it on our webpage. At last check, nearly $19,000 had been donated to it since it was established about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Nikki Ouellette, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Eric.
I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.